Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Places,
everybody. Welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. It's Motivational Monday. We'll get to that here in 2 seconds, but just want to reach out to us. You can do bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, it's 402-915-0962. That's ways you can reach out to us, of course. And also, bigpartyshow.com, powered by Bythewood Creative.
Yep.
Go over there and become a party crasher. We have a newsletter coming out here. I don't want to call it a newsletter. I hate that. That sounds so...
Party sheet.
Party sheet. Hey, a party sheet. Okay, we have a party sheet coming at you. And also, Laura shot us a message. She thinks a great new merch idea is to use Big Party's quote / frequently used phrase of "How dare you?"
How dare you?
Dare you? Maybe never want to say it again when she put it like that.
You're like, that's not my catchphrase. She's like, no. You say it a lot. Say it.
Well, yeah, I say it because of you.
Well, yeah.
You know.
How dare you?
Yeah. How dare you? I think you've used it a couple times as well.
How dare you say, and the reason
well.
You say, how dare you?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, let's get motivated, shall we? Okay. You're gonna do it? Apple, pickle, or banana?
Oh, pickle.
Pickle. All right, here we go. Here's your pickle of the day. Whoa.
Good morning, you feisty bucket of badassery. I hope you're ready to suckle on that sweet taste of winning, because that's what's in store for you today. So take a big old gulp of that glorious brown success juice, polish that dazzling personality, and go dance into this day like no one's watching. Pitter-patter, let's get at her.
Pitter-patter.
Pitter-patter, let's get at her.
Let's get at her. I figured I'd change up a little bit instead of doing A, B, and C.
I like that.
You pickle. Did? Because I brought it by Wylene. I'm like, I just don't like the A, B, C, you know, just the vanilla stuff. That.
And she didn't like that?
And she goes, I think you're overthinking it. So I was like, okay.
You're like, yeah. Have you just met me? I've had 17 ideas. I got up 2 minutes ago. That's how your brain is.
It's the show.
Three ring circus.
It is. It absolutely is. And especially when I sleep, I dream, and I think of, it doesn't happen all the time, but I work things out for the show.
Okay.
You know, a little bit. And I'm like going, and I think I woke up and I'm like, you know, I am maybe we need to do less of this and more of that and stuff like that. Which is all for a meeting later. That's just something out of my crazy head, but I've solved so many problems in my sleep and I know I'm doing it.
Do
it's
you
weird.
Remember them? Do you remember
yes,
the solutions?
It is so realistic that, I know in the moment that I'm doing it.
Oh.
Isn't that bizarre? It's always been like that.
Like
all
you're
the way down to the beginning.
Within the dream.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bizarre. And then sometimes I'll wake up and I'll just go right back down. You know, and I'll make myself do it again. It's the most bizarre thing.
By your bed to like
no,
write
I don't.
Stuff when you wake
God,
up. I should.
You're right.
Because there's
then I'll be up all night just writing stuff.
You just like roll over and be like, brr, dog idea. It'll just like prompt you the next day. That's all. You don't have to sit there and be like, dear diary.
Yeah.
I find myself at 2:30 in the morning thinking amazing thoughts.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Like you don't have to do, it doesn't have to be quite that nuanced.
It's bizarre. It is bizarre. But anyway, that's just my crazy head. Always moving. And then a lot of times I have to go to the wifey, you know, wife of the year, the sweet Wylene, mm-hmm. and just kind of like when I want to say something, I stop. I'm like, now I'm fighting with my inner soul.
Because
my inner soul
you know
is saying,
that like you've overdone it. Like she's like, okay, you get 5 of these today.
Yeah.
You've already used 4 and it's not even noon.
Absolutely.
You're like, can we renegotiate? I think I should just get 5 for the morning and 5 for the afternoon. She's like, no.
I know.
5 all day.
All day long. All right. So in the news this weekend, first of all, great weekend. It was a huge parade with Bud Crawford and he had a birthday. Also at the same time, what a day. He got another key to the city. He even asked the new mayor. He said, what is this open? And the mayor goes, whatever you want. And then
you're
like,
do I get a keychain at some point? You've given me enough of these that like it's kind of weighing me down.
Yeah, the whole city,
Molly.
I got to
go through the chain and I'm like, which one's this one for? This one's for City Hall. This one is for the executive bathroom.
Yeah. So did you see any of the footage of the – it was insanity. Molly – Wylene and I went to the first one that they had.
Yeah.
This one they put together within a week. Okay. Within a week. The other one took a little time.
Hard to put together a parade once you plug it in.
Well, the thing is, this is the first one for the mayor, the new mayor. Okay. You know, the other one, yeah. So I think it was a little bit more difficult, but it was perfect. Everything looked like it just worked out the way it was supposed to. Yeah, it was pretty cool. He even had some celebrity people talking, like Eminem's there, Shaq. He was. He shot a video. They weren't there, but they shot videos and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. So I was like, these guys were in town?
Yeah. It's a city, Molly, not a town.
Well.
Isn't that funny that we, even I think Bud referred to it as a town.
Well, yeah, it is. Like,
it's a city.
I refer to Chicago as a town.
You do? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Like,
okay.
If I'm saying, like, I'll get back to town next week, like, it's not.
I think it's a Midwestern thing.
I'm getting back
thing.
To the major metropolis next week.
No, I mean city versus town.
No, I'm getting back to town. Or like, when are you coming? Like, when are you leaving town? I mean,
okay, all right. Well,
I think it's just a catchphrase more than like running something down for how size it is. Like, okay. I think you're kind of showing your size when you're prickling about the use of the word town. Like, that's actually showing that you're not a big city. When you're like, hey, we're not a town.
I would agree. I would say opposite. I would say you're so small that you think of it as a town. We're big city people are like city boys, city girls. This is a city. I think it's your upbringing. I know it depends. Yeah, apples and oranges.
When I lived in New York.
Did you call that a town?
No. I mean, but here's the thing. What I'm realizing in this conversation right now, mm-hmm. I think it's regional. Like, I think it's very Midwest to say town. Like, okay. I think it's a very Midwest thing to say, where out East, they're like more like, oh, I'm heading into the city.
Because that was
the
thing.
Like,
too.
If you lived in Long Island or if you lived in New Jersey, like, you'd be like, I'm heading into the city.
Okay. That makes total sense. I figure it's a Midwestern thing. That's what we're stuck on.
Yeah, it kind of seems like a Midwest thing.
What about this one, though? This is no dumb questions today. What would you call Kansas City?
Town.
A town? Mm-hmm. All right. I'm heading back to Kansas City town. The town of Kansas City.
Well, it is Kansas City. I'm not going to be name. Like, I'm heading back to Chicago City. Well, I'm heading back to Omaha City. No, you
know it's already
like,
in the name. It's in the name already. So Kansas City.
But usually
City.
When you're referring to town, it's because you're not
you don't have
saying
city in it.
The name in it.
Okay.
Like, if you were like, hey, I'm heading back to Kansas City, that'd be one thing. I'm heading back to town. That would be, you wouldn't be like, I'm heading back to Kansas City town. Yes. Which like, pick one. Which is it?
Omaha City, Omaha town. Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. All right.
I'm going down to Nebraska City town.
Nebraska City. Yeah, see, there you go. That's a town. I would consider that a town, right?
That is a town.
Because it's smaller.
I'm going there
in
2 weeks.
What are you doing there? The Applejack Festival?
It's autumn, baby. I'm getting apple cider, everything.
Autumn just hit a week ago.
Huh?
Autumn just hit a week ago. I didn't even say congratulations to your favorite time of the year.
Hi.
You know, hello.
It's autumn. I'm
all right, so
thrilled.
You're going out there? You're going out there to
yeah.
All right.
We're gonna go stay at the Lead and then head out to like Arbor Lodge and stuff like that. Because it's nice when you stay at the Lead, they just have the path. Like you can just walk all the way over to the farm. So I mean, the kids love it.
Okay.
The restaurant there is really good.
I hear it's fantastic.
It's super fancy. Like it's kind of crazy. That's the first time I had a chai martini.
Oh.
They instead of an espresso martini, they had a chai martini.
How was it? Could you taste the chai?
I still think about it.
Do you really?
I do. I still think about it. I'm like, that was really good. I should figure out. I think that we'll make that in our party sheet. Maybe I'll make that the drink of the month.
The drink of the month. Okay. I do like that. Wylene makes stuff right now. I mean, you should add this too. So we used to drink, Wylene used to drink these other drinks. I can't remember the name, but anyway, there was vodka in it and what is there? A peach tea.
Yeah. Right.
And you can buy those in a can. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, Sunside. Sunside is what it is. Anyway, super expensive. And so we thought one day, we were like, why don't we just go get some Snapple peach tea and some vodka and make it our own with whatever strength you want to do it. But anyway, we found that we had some whipped frost or whipped cream vodka. Have you ever had whipped cream vodka?
No, sounds really tasty.
It's sweet and tasty. It tastes like whipped cream. So now we've stepped that up, and that's what she adds to her drink. I don't have a name for it.
So it's like a whipped cream peach tea.
Yes. Ooh. Very clever with that name.
I would say that that seems a little summer, though. We're kind of transitioning away from it.
Okay.
You're kind of getting more into that, like, ooh, is that apple cider and rum? You're like, it is.
Yums. All right. So in the news quickly, Amazon, they got hit pretty hard, didn't they? They got hit hard. All right. So basically what they were doing, they're accused of a deceptive tactic. So basically they would get all these people to sign up and make it impossible to cancel. Now they're saying no, but anyway, they got fined. But it's going to cost them $2.5 billion. $1 million is a fine. $1 billion's a fine. We're talking billions. I had to double check. Like, are we talking billions of dollars? Oh, yeah. And then the other part is $1.5 billion to all the people that are going to get refunded for this. Mm-hmm. Like, I like Amazon Prime. I had no reason to get rid of it just to get my money back, because that's pretty much all you're going to get is your money back. Which you should get your money back, right?
Yeah, if you wanted to cancel it and they made it impossible. And there are a lot of things. They've changed it. You know, like there have been laws put in place now where you have to make it very easy. Because they did make it like it was impossible to find.
Yeah,
and
for
sometimes
sure.
they'd be like, you got a call. You're like, really?
I got a call? That's not fair.
I could activate this online, but if I want to quit it, I can't do that online. I got to talk to somebody.
Yeah, you have to talk. I think, did they outlaw that? Because I hope they did, because it feels like there's a couple other people.
Yeah, they changed the laws on that. They make it a lot easier to cancel. Yeah. So $2.5
billion. I think it's a record. Here's a fun fact. How long do you think it takes Amazon to make about that much? How long do you think? 33 hours.
That's the thing. They're like, okay, let me.
They make
get
about
the change out of the couch. Here's your stuff.
$2.5 billion in 33 hours within that time frame. I was like, holy smokes! As you get stuff, you know, delivered to your house, that's insane. That's
Have you
crazy.
Cut back on what you order from Amazon? I find myself cutting back.
Yes, we only order things that we need. Now, before I find myself going, oh, I want that, then I would just, you know, buy it. But now it's just kind of like, you know, we just buy what we need through there.
I'm talking about like even stuff you need. Like I'm hesitant to give them the business. Like ever since that wedding and the space stuff.
Okay.
Like now I'm like,
do you think you're hurting them?
No, but it's
They're
just
like whatever.
Me. It's what I want to do with my money.
Sure,
and
sure.
There are things they paint you into a corner. There are certain things that, like,
you want
it and you need it in a timely manner. They've made
I don't care if they're rich. He's rich. He's done the right thing. I don't care. I am blown away at the magic that Amazon is sometimes to be able to get something that fast, where maybe you'd have to drive around town a few places to try to find the exact thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, wow, that is crazy to have something that quick and then be able to have those giant warehouses. I think we have three of them here now.
Isn't that nuts?
To have like, all of that crazy. Stuff. How do they figure out what do we need here? They know.
Yeah, because ordering. They've done like, they know how much gets ordered. I mean, they're paying attention to like, this is in this region, you know, it seems like they always want sponges. So, like, let's make sure we have sponges in the house. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But, like, they know, like, in Omaha City Town, Yeah. They love sponges. But if love you go them. To Kansas City town, they're more of a mop.
Yeah. You know, okay. I mean, so that's what they do. I did notice now that they kind of set it up where, like, if you want something delivered quicker, you have to spend like $25.
Really?
That's frustrating. Yeah, because, you know, and that's not
quicker than time. What? Quicker than a day?
Like, I know, I need quicker it than now. A day. Yes, you have to spend, I think, $25 or something like that in order to get it quicker. Have you ever been in that situation where it's like $23? Yeah. And you're like,
you're like, spatula. Like, what do I need? What do I
not need?
Chalkboard marker. That's the thing that I've been looking at lately. Chalkboard markers. And I'm like, no. Not going to do it. I'll just go to Michael's. But then I haven't gone to Michael's to do it. So
Amazon will be here.
So Amazon will win because yeah. I've punted so many times that now I have to have it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I like Amazon. So, yeah, I've been blessed to be able to buy stuff from them and they deliver stuff. I've never had anything. I've never had anything stolen. Ever.
Really?
Never.
I have.
Yeah. What? Again, what?
It was stupid, too. I was like, you're such dummies, the people that stole it. I'm telling you, I think it was school supplies. Like, I think it was, like, honestly, like, I had ordered markers and notebooks and something. And okay. then somebody ripped it open, and I found the packaging down the street. Like, somebody, like, was walking and ripping it open and taking the stuff out, and it was just on the lawn somewhere. Because somebody was, like, disappointed. That they basically stole a kid's backpack. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that was what was in the box. It was nothing fun. It wasn't a new stereo. It was school supplies that you stole from a fifth grader. Congratulations. Wow. I hope you feel good.
Well, the thing, I have nothing ever that they could steal that they would want. If we're talking about that.
That's what I mean. They take the stuff. They don't know what they're taking. They just see this and they're like, luck of the draw. It cost them nothing. They stole it.
Yeah. The last thing I ordered was, they would have stole that. I would have been upset. It's like a barbecue tub. So I
have
that.
They would have been upset. They're like, what?
No, I would have been upset. What is this? And then also 12 self-watering things for trees. So they, I would have been pissed. They grabbed
They're
that
like,
too.
This is the dullest house ever. Never steal from this house. Like barbecue tubs and water pickets. I mean, if you thought you were going to get an iPad, you are not.
Oh, you're not getting an iPad. All right. What's going on in the lunar world? What's going on?
It's
this?
Libra season. Ow. So Libra season starts up when fall does. So it's time for all the air sign. And Libras are fun.
All right.
So they're the scales, like balance type of thing.
Okay.
But the thing about Libras is that they're party people. Like they like to socialize. They're a little bit of social butterflies, but they like pretty things. And
Libras, like, is Libra right now is what you're saying? Yeah, that's the month we're in right now. Okay. All right. Well, happy Libra.
It started September 22nd and it goes till October 22nd.
Okay.
So like we just got out of Virgo season and Virgo season's all very like structured. It's makes sense that it's like back to school. Like you're like, I'm on my game. I'm getting my stuff lined up. I'm figuring out my schedule. And now it's like kick back and enjoy the apple orchard. Like that is like the Libra vibe where it's just like, let's just have fun. We already did all the work.
Yeah, so, I guess so. All right.
Yeah.
What's a good match for a Libra? Mate wise, what do you think?
Probably. I mean, Libras like Geminis are probably good for them. I don't think anybody else could hang out with a Geminis are tough.
When's a Gemini born?
June.
Oh, they're the tough ones. Oh, I know a few Geminis.
Uh-huh. You're like, who am I dealing with today? There's a reason they're the twins.
Oh my, are you kidding?
You're like, oh my God. Yeah. You deal with Geminis. You're like, who's showing up today? You're like, is it the fun or is it like the grumpy?
That is spot on to the people I know. That is spot on.
One of my good friends is a Gemini, and it's so funny because you're just like, who is showing up today?
Well, who can deal with that then?
I mean, Libras can.
Because they're more
Libras
chill?
Are like, yeah, they're chill. They can kind of roll with it, that kind of thing. But not everybody can handle a Gemini. Geminis are very like, what, huh? Like, it's hard to nail them down. Like, they're always kind of, like, one foot out the door. type of feeling. Like, it's just, it's like hard to keep their focus. You're like, right here.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been with I wouldn't have been able to date
a Gemini. I've never dated a Gemini.
God, I feel like that would be so hard.
Yeah, I've never dated a Gemini. I think I have probably, dated most signs. There are a couple, Gemini, no. But, like, I've dated Libras, I've dated Cancers. Aquarius is another one. Air signs are just tough. I mean, there's a reason that they're air. Like, it's like, they're just, like, floaty.
Wait,
like,
a minute. You remember you're talking to somebody that doesn't know what that meant just now. Air signs?
Air signs. So, there are four signs. There's fire, earth, water, and air, right?
Okay.
So air signs are Libra, Aquarius, which I know that sounds funny because they're Aquarians, but, and then Gemini. Those are the three air signs. And anytime you're dealing with an air sign, you're kind of dealing with somebody who's just a little bit floaty. You know what I mean? Okay. Whether that's like social butterfly, whether that's like trying to nail them down on something. Libras are a lot more reliable than like a Gemini or Aquarians are really like there. Cause they're just, you like focus. I dated an Aquarian. That was tough.
Really?
That was really hard.
You missed your calling. Oh my God. How do you know all this stuff? What am I? A Virgo is a land guy, a land person.
You're Earth. Yeah.
I'm Earth. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're Earth too.
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're both with water signs. Because you're with a Scorpio, which is like very interesting.
Scorpios. Why? Oh, tell me more.
Scorpios. Oh, Scorpios are
like scorpions.
Yeah. You do not like it takes a bit, but like they sting. Like if you push, you're going to get stung. And then,
but you can push good though. You can push good on a Scorpio, right? And I can push and push and push and push. But I know when I have pushed.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't do that on purpose. Like, yeah.
Like done. Done. Scorpios are really deep. And it's like calm waters run deep type of thing. Like they're pretty unflappable. Like you're just like, okay, whatever. But man, you cross one, they will make it their mission.
God, that is Wylene one. I don't know about the mission thing, because I haven't gotten that to that point yet.
No, but do you ever know of her like having like where it's like somebody did her wrong and she's like, done?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Like that's sort of the thing where it's just like,
yeah. Oh boy.
My daughter's a Scorpio. I'm terrified.
Are you?
Can
you
see it? When I found out that I was having a Scorpio, I was like, oh my God.
And what's Declan?
He's a Capricorn. He's such a Capricorn.
Is he really?
Oh my God. We call him the little goat. They dig in on stuff. Oh my God. When he was little, he totally looked like Mick Jagger. He'd be like, he'd like dig in about things. It was hysterical. You know, like you'd be like, come on, eat your vegetables. Like, oh, Mick Jagger's here. Here we go. No vegetables eaten tonight. Start me up. Yeah, we're starting you up. Go eat.
Start me up.
Oh, he was so, it was really funny.
I love talking about this stuff. I mean, I don't know what about you guys listening, you know, shoot us a message, BPS crash your Gmail or a text or whatever, 915-0962. Because of the fact that I don't know anything about it. I mean, this is, and I find it fascinating that you do. I don't know why. It's just, it seems like coming from my end, that you never read a lot and that you read stuff on it. But for some reason, I think that you just know, like kind of like Rebecca Rosen, you just know.
I think because listen, I am
because there are things that you just know, you know,
so. Like I am by no means any kind of like I'm sure people are listening like that's BS, whatever. Probably like I don't know. All I know is instinctually like this stuff makes sense to me. Like when I find out about like certain people, like when's your birthday? It's like,
Really? Oh no.
Oh yeah. Like you find out about like certain people's birthday. You're like, yep. And it might be dormant. Like it might be one of those things where like Grace is a Leo.
Okay, I was just going to ask. All right, tell us about Super Gracie.
So they're fire signs, and they are very proud. I mean, there's a reason that they're a lion. And okay. It's just funny. I think Grace, to me, is a quiet Leo, where she's got, like, the fortitude. She's definitely got the fire, but she's not, like, coming out guns blazing. But, okay. Like, it's in there. And so that's the funny thing, is that when you, like, come across people – Leos are really like, they're like, oh my God, me? Well, my favorite subject.
No, I can't see crazy like
no,
that.
No, that's the thing. No. A quiet Leo.
Yeah, but like, she's a quiet one. I can fire. See the fire. You mm-hmm. kidding me? Super Gracie has the fire. Wow. Gracie, you can't, what do you think? Is that a yes or no? Good? Is she spot on? Oh, what? She's a no. Taurus. Oh, you failed.
I thought you were a Leo.
She's a Taurus, people.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting that you did not know this, professional.
No, I thought right, this so tell was me the about- thing. Her anniversary with her boyfriend was in August then. That's what yes. it was.
Okay, all right.
Because I was like, there was a big event in August, and I remember it being your birthday at some point when we've all been together.
Yeah, because we gave her the shirt, the cat shirt, right? Yes. Wasn't that a birthday present of some
sort?
Yeah,
that makes sense. I don't know. But I was like, isn't your anniversary in August?
Yes, it is. Okay. So what is, she's a Taurus.
Oh, boy.
What is that? Tell me about the Taurus, people.
Why think. Do you say, I don't know a lot about Taurus. I mean, they're the bull.
Okay.
So, they work hard, but they also dig in deep. Like, they're pretty unmovable once they decide about something. Like, it's
See that in her, actually.
So, I mean, again, maybe that's the quiet, because it's like they're not. I was just hanging out with a friend of mine last night who's a Taurus, and it's so funny because she's more of an Aries than a Taurus, and her birthday's like right on the cusp. And like, I'm always just like, you don't seem like a Taurus. And then I looked when her birthday was, and she was like right on the cusp of being an Aries. I was like, that makes more sense, because you are a party animal. And a lot of times, like, I'm trying to think of Tauruses that I know, they don't strike me as party animals.
Okay.
They're pretty right. like even.
I have a question. All right. We're going to hit A-list real quick. Mm-hmm. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got married.
Yes.
This past weekend. Now, Selena is born July 22nd.
Okay.
And then Benny's born March 8th.
Okay. So he's a Pisces, and she's right on the cusp of being a Cancer and a Leo.
How do you think this couple is going to make? I mean, how do you think
they could
it is?
I think they could do well.
I mean, by signs.
By signs?
Yeah.
I mean, Pisces are like, they're lovers, man. They feel.
And that's what Benny seems like. That's funny. Yeah, this is fascinating. So he seems like that kind of guy since day one with her. But Selena, I mean, we only know her with, you know, Bieber and all this.
Emotionally. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to remember when the cutoff is, but she's like on the, I mean, if she's a Cancer, then that would be like a really good pairing, because they're both like water signs, and they both like, Cancers are tender hearts.
Okay.
Are like my mom was a Cancer, and that's like a perfect mom sign. Like, they like love so hard, but they're like the crab where it's like, oh buddy, like it's fine until you like screw with something that they care about. And then they're like, I mean, snap, snap.
Snap, snap the crap. Snap, snap.
I don't know. Like, I just seriously, like, I could be talking out of my butt. I mean, honestly, like, I
don't say that, because we want credibility. I mean, we're going to put a swarmy little thing on you. We're going to decorate for every segment that we do like this. You got to put on your, like Johnny Carson used to put on that hat.
Oh, the swami?
Yeah. Please, for people who are watching, not listening, mm-hmm. but for me, I'm watching you too. So boom.
I think it's so interesting. I don't, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's just fun.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like fun. I mean, I'm
having
fun. I
just remember my dad always making fun of me. He'd be like, that's not real. I'm like, who cares? Like, it's a big wide world. Like, so what? There's so
What's your dad? What's your dad's sign?
He's a Pisces.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Peter's a Pisces.
Okay. Are they the same?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay.
No. It's interesting. Peter. Yeah. Peter though is a, he's a tender heart. Like he,
yeah, he is.
He's a love guy. And he, I mean, he kind of has to be because I'm full on Virgo where I'm like, I mean, I love you, but like, we're not going to talk about it. Like, would I jump in front of a train for you? Yeah. But do we have to like, we don't need to dwell on it. Okay. Like, you know, I love you. You're like, well, can you say that?
Yeah.
Like I just did. You're like, no, you said, jeez, you know that I love you. And you're like, yeah, it's basically the same thing. They're like, say the words, I love you. I'm like, why you got to put so much of look.
Peter.
I know, poor Peter.
Poor Peter. All right, so the day list, so that wedding went off good. I saw Taylor showed up.
Gomez. Taylor Swift showed up.
Okay.
There were a lot of celebrities at good. It, you know, because she's been in the business for a long time. Her dress was really pretty. So she and Benny both wore Ralph Lauren, and hers was like this halter dress with like this embroidery, I mean, embellishment, like fringe type of thing. It was really pretty.
Okay. They,
she posted the pictures.
Yeah.
On her like Instagram, like did a carousel type of thing, but they got married in Santa Barbara at this like tree nursery place. It sounds like.
Okay. That's awesome.
And they're not a lot of like, there were like 170 guests. So it wasn't that crazy big. And then, but people stayed there. Like there was like a nearby hotel where it's like $3,500 a night. And that's where like the people were staying, and they had the rehearsal dinner on Friday. And then the ceremony on Saturday, they just look so happy. I just want her to be happy. She's such a nice, she seems like she's such a good, nice person.
Yes.
Who's really been through the ringer on some stuff, like her health, you know, like she's really had health.
I think Benny's great for her. I think Benny completes her. As cliche as that sounds, I just think they do. Ever since the second that that relationship started, I thought, I mean, I approved.
It got the party seal of approval, which is not easily.
It's not.
No. He's withholding. You really got to prove yourself as something.
Yeah.
It looked, I mean, this is the funny thing that I found out about this. Okay. So, you know, she does only Murders in the Building and she does that. And so like Steve Martin was there. Martin Short was there. Yeah. Paul Rudd. I didn't realize that Martin Short and Meryl Streep are dating.
I didn't know that either.
Isn't that wild?
That's a weird.
She wasn't there because she's filming stuff. She couldn't. She was supposed to be there because she's been doing only Murders in the Building too. But she's filming the new Devil Wears Prada sequel.
Okay.
So she couldn't go. But they were like, oh, yeah, that would have been his plus one. I'm like, they're dating?
Are they for sure? Because that's weird.
Like, it's a couple. Like, they're like, their kids are cool with it. Like, everybody.
Okay.
I didn't realize, like, she was with her husband for a really long time. They split, I guess, like 4 years ago or something. Nobody knew. Like, no one knew.
Martin Short, I love him. I think he's funny and, you know, great. But I can't imagine him with. I can't imagine someone being attracted to him like that. I don't know why.
No, I know. I know.
I don't know why, and I know I'm being mean, but it's like,
like he seems like the crazy uncle. Like, you're like, he's got a girlfriend.
Unmarried.
You're like, yeah, he does. You're like, I mean, he's a great guy, but wow, who's he dating? And then you're like, Meryl Streep. You're Academy Award winning actress Meryl Streep?
That's
like, the gold standard of acting is dating Martin Short? Like, is this a joke?
She did it.
They're
she
like, no. It. Check it out. It's in the Daily Mail on page 6. You're like, wow, I need to figure this out. I need to get my brain around this.
That's something else.
Isn't that weird? That was like,
that's wild.
That was the weird thing that came out. I'm like, I'm reading all this stuff. I'm like, oh, this is so nice. The wedding, da 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 da. And they're like, well, you know, Meryl Streep was supposed to be there. I was like, oh, yeah, they're in that movie. They're like, oh, and she's also dating. I'm like, what?
We have a question. It is No Dumb Questions, and we take them at Gmail. We take video. We take whatever you want. All right. 915-0962 is the number. But here it is right here.
Do you rather have a butthole that's itchy sporadically on and off for the whole day, or tooth pain that you never know when it's going to come, and you get like a searing lightning bolt of tooth pain? What would you rather have?
I don't know.
What do you mean? I don't know.
I'd rather have an itchy butthole.
Itchy butthole all day long. What? Terrifying lightning splitting pain that you never know when it's going to come? That's terrible. No. The itchy butthole all day long. Can't even believe I'm saying those words.
I can't either.
How did you get that? This is obviously like I'm sick. Anybody who's listening to the show is like, why is she congested? Because I'm sick. And obviously, I have a weakened immune system that's allowing me to go along with that talk.
So there's no dumb answers. All right. We take questions, and that's a good one. I thought
who would be like, I would rather
have
splitting tooth pain. Oh my God. Have you ever had a toothache? You can't think of anything else. There's like a heartbeat in your mouth. It is the worst feeling ever.
I've had mouth issues. I don't know if you remember, but I had that tooth or whatever that was trying to make its way through my gums or
yes, the shard.
That was so incredibly painful. And it was like a shard and it was just out and it was back and pointing in my tongue and I couldn't do anything about it. And I went into the dentist and they said, we don't know what you're talking about. We can't find anything. And I left the dentist so sad because I'm like, I'm going to be like this for the rest of my life. And it was like
work its way out on its own.
No, I reached in all the way back in that parking lot. This is the first time in that parking lot, and grabbed underneath that thing, Molly, and pulled as hard as I could, and it came out. And the relief was unbelievable. It was like, oh my God, I feel so great, and I left great. Then it happened again last year, and that one they just
so weird.
I know that one they just filed out. File down or whatever. I had to keep going in there, and then it stopped going. So I don't know really more what it is. I said it was a bone shard because I broke my jaw a long time ago when I was in high school. They claim that it's not. It's common in males. He said it's like a calcium buildup. That
I was going to ask. Is it like some sort of
It's weird. It's weird. A buildup of some sort that comes out somehow, and I'm the lucky one. So I would rather have an itchy butthole to answer that question.
Yeah. Sounds like
it. But an itchy butthole's hard because of the fact that I don't know if you ever had one. It's an itch that you can't really satisfy. Hey, I'm just answering the question.
Yeah, you are. Very thoroughly. No one asked.
It's a very
no one asked.
Unsatisfying, I mean, an unrelieving deal. Do you have any questions?
I don't have any about buttholes.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know how I'm gonna. Hey, I don't know how I'll follow up on that one.
okay, I have put another one, but go ahead.
Okay, what snack do you find irresistible? Like it doesn't matter. Like what snack do you find irresistible? Where it's just like you.
Oh, my favorite snack is like a tortilla chip, you know, and using potato salad.
Oh, really?
Heaven. Yeah, I can eat that snack. And I just made that snack up. I mean, I was just one day wanting to be fatter. So I stepped in that.
You're world. Like, how so can I
that one? Get more I calories. Love it. I love it. Love it. Love it so much.
See, for me, the thing that I can never turn down, nachos.
Nachos?
Yeah. Like, if I was like, no, I'm not hungry. Somebody'd be like, we got nachos. I'd be like, I mean, I could eat.
Okay.
I could probably eat a little something.
I think it's hard to find good nachos, in my opinion.
Oh, man. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Because some of these places where they'll have the fried flour chips.
You like those? Do you like the combo?
I love the combo.
Okay.
The flour with the corn, you're like, this is just so decadent.
Yeah.
And then like you can get like chili on it, and then those pickled jalapenos.
Oh,
forget
yes.
about sour cream and guacamole, and then the cheese. I mean,
I guess, sure, that's a hard one. You're right. But like I said, it's very difficult to find. There's nothing worse than getting to the bottom and you have dry chips everywhere. You know what I mean?
That I don't like.
I hate that. That's a waste. Because basically what they did is they
get to them.
No, you can't get to them. They just throw everything in like a big old thing. And then they dump the stuff on there. Like the one thing that, what is it called? That Guy Fieri, I've never eaten at his restaurants. We have one here.
Okay.
He does what you call a trash can nachos. Have you seen those things yet?
No.
Basically, you take a can. You can just take a can of a coffee can, for example, right? Yeah. And he layers it in. He layers it in, and then he puts it in the oven and lets it cook, and then he lifts it up, Molly, and it all just falls down, and it's completely perfect blend of everything all together. I'm doing it today.
That's what I mean. Nachos are like, it's like a tractor beam. It is. And now that I've said it, like, I'm going to have it today.
I'm going to eat nachos today.
I got to have nachos today. Like, now this is the thing where my family's going to be like, what are you eating? I'll be like, nachos. Get away from me. Do you love us? Don't I have to say it every day?
Yes. Nachos it is. I am going to go. I'm going to do that today. That's one thing. I have that flat top, that Blackstone grill. I've always wanted to make nachos on that. So basically you just put it on there and you just cook it up and just make a big thing of nachos.
Oh my God. But, especially if you get queso. Uh-huh. Like instead of just like melted cheddar cheese, but if like you can really get like the queso Velveeta,
I have everything but the jalapenos. I
love pickled jalapenos.
I smoked a pork butt yesterday, so I have pulled pork I can put on that as well.
Yes.
Yes, I can. And I have the queso, and I have the chips, and I have the cheese. What else needs to be on that thing?
I mean, I like corn beans, but you don't have to. Sour cream is always a good one. Cool when it comes, like when it comes to, I love pickled jalapenos.
Okay.
On that stuff.
So do I.
Like, I'm always so excited. Like, when you go to the movie theater and they give you those nachos with the pickled jalapenos, I'm like, load it up.
I want it right now. I can't do beans. I'm trying to wean myself off beans a little bit. I don't know why.
Why are you weaning yourself off? Like, I can't stop cold turkey.
I'm eating less, put it that way. Wiley loves black beans, you know, but my problem is, you know, it's the magical fruit, you know, that's kind of the deal. Mm. And so I get tired of it. The other day, we were in the kitchen and
I have a cold.
The other day, we're in the kitchen, right? At least I was in the kitchen. She walked out and I thought she left. Anyway.
You're like,
well, I turned I made a turn and bent down to pick something up. And I just said, I'm just going to let it out. I didn't realize she was standing right behind me grabbing something off the stove.
She
was appalled.
Yeah.
I don't do that in front of her.
We
on her.
Gross.
It happens. It was a crime of opportunity.
I know.
So anyway.
She's like, you just
farted
yes. on me in our kitchen. She's like, we got to burn this room now and move.
Yes, we do. Hey, get the merch, people. We got to wrap this. But thanks for your questions. We have merch. All right. Yes. If you want to support the show, it's a good way to doing it. Or you can just send us money. We'll take that, too. But just go to bigpartyshow.com. It's a fantastic website. Byteswood Creative put it together.
Yeah, we want to thank them. Yeah, they've been around since 2015. And they tailor solutions. So, like, if you've got a big idea for your website or for your brand, they will work with you to make that big idea happen without the big price tag of, like, an agency. So that's the beautiful thing about it. Byteswoodcreative.com if you want to learn more.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow us, rate, review on all the different platforms that you're listening to or whatever the case is. And we just really appreciate you guys supporting us through this. And if it wasn't for you guys, definitely wouldn't be around. That's for dang sure. All right. I got nachos to make. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good. And we're back. We just couldn't leave. We left. I hit stop and
to win
it. It now. So anyway, back to nachos. No, I'm kidding.
Right, Nacho-typical restaurant.